Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB. All
right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk.
So, Double Take Sports Talk. Until
then, you're like, he does what's going on.
Shout out.
Not a whole lot going on for a change.
Yeah, definitely.
We're in the month of February, so that means that the Super Bowl is right around the corner. Last week was the Pro Bowl, and this Sunday is going to be, you're going to have to help me with this because I'm not good with Roman numerals. Super Bowl.
What's the number of Roman numerals?
I don't know.
Letter-wise.
Yeah, hey,
you do.
No, I don't.
You don't know what the letters are? Like
no,
LV?
Because I don't have
are
it
you
up.
Serious?
That's because I don't have it help up.
I don't remember. I don't remember what it is.
Hold on. I'll get it. Oh, maybe I did have it. No, I don't. I believe it was L. I believe it was LXI. I believe it was LXI.
If it's LXI, it should be 50 Super Bowl. I'm stumped. Hang on. I got it. You said it was LXI, right?
Nope. I lied. It is actually LV and then three I's or three L's.
LV. 58, Super Bowl 58.
See, I'm so far ahead in Madden 22.
Yeah, you are. You damn near 60. Yeah. You old as hell. Good God. You as old as hell. Almost Super Bowl 60.
Yeah, because I'm like, man, that is actually what my Super Bowl was that I just got through doing. As a matter of fact, Super Bowl XLXI. That's exactly what I just got through doing.
Yeah, you're Super Bowl 59.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I stand at right now. Exactly where I stand at right now.
Help us all.
Yeah, no, tell me about it. So, the Pro Bowl consists of the NFC and the AFC. They have different variety of activities, which the NFC actually pulled off. 64-59, they didn't win by much. So I believe that gives the NFC home field advantage for the Super Bowl, I believe, if they do it that way. Mm-hmm. So
that's how it's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then for me, on that behalf of Madden, which we speak, for Madden 24, the championship game was against Dallas Cowboys. And I played with the Rams, of course, and I won that game 26-3. And now I'm facing the team that is actually in the Super Bowl as of right now, which is the Kansas City Chiefs. I had put out the San Francisco 49ers in the divisionals. I don't think there's a whole lot of... I don't think there was a whole lot of headlines, you know, that I...
Not that I've seen either, sir.
Not that, yeah. I want to talk about. The only one that just got my attention. Andy Reid. Why those closest to Andy Reid don't see him retiring? He is in, I believe, his 25th year as a head coach. But... the reason why they believe that he's not retiring no time soon because he's all about football and cheeseburgers.
Hell, he can do that on his retirement.
I'm telling you. But he got to be on the move. So because he loved football so much and he loved cheeseburgers, he just can't do one or the other. He got to do both.
Yeah. That's insane, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, he said he's not.
Bro.
Because they asked him if he was going to retire. He was like, today's not the day on that behalf. We had just learned that Jim Irsay is on the mend that he's grateful for support. I really didn't watch that headline. I didn't even really think about it at that point.
What's on the mend? Does that mean he's doing better?
Well, let's just say that he is, he's good, but he's still in the hospital, from my understanding.
I just gotta know what that actually means, though. That's just,
he's still in the hospital.
That just seems so.
Well, yeah, he's still in the hospital, but he's just, you know, thankful for the support, and he's still trying to work through all the extra stuff that's going on.
Yeah, he's recovered, that's to say. So,
and then the Madden 24 simulation has the Chiefs beating the 49ers in the Super Bowl. They got, as the official simulator, they have San Francisco 28, Kansas City 30.
Really?
Making it back to back for Kansas City. That's what they got.
Yeah, this is a rematch, so this is gonna be, this could be either redemption or this just could be Kansas City just pulling it off.
Yep. Other than that, that's really actually all I have.
All right. So, I just got a couple. I'd love to see it, but I got nothing to see. So
that's because your deck is facing the wrong way, Manig.
Well, I still can't see. Well, we all on the same side, so yeah, it's on. Yeah, I got it on the wrong side. That's all right.
I'm talking about your desk.
Yeah, I know it's on the wrong, but I was saying that even though that we're both on the same side of the room, I was gonna say that wasn't the case, but it is. Mm-hmm. It definitely is. Yeah. So. What shots? Who you talk? You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
The hell does that mean? Nah, quit laughing, man. What the hell does that mean?
Do you recall the conversation we had this morning?
Okay, yeah, I get that. I am missing shots. Thank you. I'm aware of that.
I don't think you are.
I am.
Talking about this? Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You sure got all defensive there for a second.
Yeah, I did, because you acting like you insulted my intelligence. Like, I didn't know what the hell you was talking about. I know exactly what you was talking about.
No, talking about the shots.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, because I didn't know which way that was going, because you sure was talking shit there. I didn't know what you was talking about. I didn't.
I'll let that one go.
Yeah. Good for you.
For now.
Okay. So, I think it was in the news last week that Ricky Rubio had retired due to mental health reasons. Yeah, he did. He had retired due to mental health reasons. So, now
Didn't he talk about that after his trade with the Pacers?
I think I did. It's been a while. I can't exactly remember, but yeah, I think I did talk about it. I know I talked about him, and I talked about Kevin Love and some other people also. Mm-hmm. He had talked about his mental health, and so now that he is actually recovering from that, he is actually, I'll say, come out of retirement to join Barcelona throughout the end of the season. Okay. So it's good that he's actually backing up his word based on his mental health issues.
Right.
And now he's going back on the court to play. So that's good for him.
Absolutely.
Joel Embiid is out at least 4 weeks after knee procedure. Klay Thompson's been on a slump. He's been benched for majority of the fourth quarter. He quote saying that it's really hard for him benching in the fourth quarter. So,
what kind of slump is he on? Shooting slump?
A shooting slump. Mm-hmm. He's been on a shooting slump all year long so far.
I wonder what's going on with that ordeal.
I don't know. I can't know, even.
I know that players, you know, have that moment, but I'm just curious as to, you know, what's getting him into that moment.
Yeah, it's. I'm hoping that it's not a situation where there are other things on his mind.
Well, I mean,
like that, Damian Lillard's.
I wouldn't
say the least.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule past that, to be honest. Uh-huh. That very well uh-huh. could be a bigger contributing factor as to the explanation. You have other things going on, which is why a lot of people when they have certain professional things going on, they don't want the outside noise.
Right.
Like with me and you, with what we're doing, we don't want the outside noise. Because it's really easy to get distracted. It's really easy to get down. Even with me with the, you know, corporate America,
you
know, didn't want that to be the reason that I slump.
Mm-hmm.
So you do what you can to make sure that you're looking after yourself. So.
Absolutely.
See that on that behalf. On that,
yeah. Well, it's kind of, because it's like that with Damian Lillard. He's like not necessarily struggling, but he do got a lot going on, and I didn't even know it. I guess people have been calling him out based on his performance or whatever. And one of the main things that he did say that was going through his mind is that he's going through a divorce, and I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And that will get you slumped down, too.
Yeah. Me and him are going to pretty much a similar situation, except he's married. I'm not.
You're not.
So.
Mm-hmm. You're just going through that on the behalf of a significant other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which felt like been going on since she was in your mother's womb.
Yeah. That is That I would love to say is true, but I can agree.
Yeah, I feel for Damian.
There's some things you just I totally feel for him because
that's hard to go through.
It's and then you know you got your family, you got your kids and stuff like that, and then you're going through a divorce. It's very different. And so many different situations because you still got to focus on ball and then you're focusing on your outside life. Because all you want to do is just crawl up in bed and not do a damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
That don't mean he's doing that, but it's like you can feel that type of emotion. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no. I'm just going to say the fact that he's showing up is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he's showing up is a good thing.
Yeah, people showing up despite, you know, mental health issues and personal issues that they're going through, you know, big shout out to y'all. You're still making it. It's like, there's no reason for me to be here or nothing like that. So it's just like, I just might as well just sit at home and do nothing. But at the end of the day, you're still showing up to a job or you're showing up wherever that you need to be. And you're just looking past everything else and like, okay, I'm still going to have to keep fighting. I'm still going to have to, you know, show that, you know, whatever I'm hiding on the inside I'm not going to make it visible for the whole world, you know.
But let's be real. It's not easy.
It's not easy. You can, because I can hide behind these smiles all day. He can hide behind the smiles all day. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're torn.
Yeah, completely.
You're torn.
Torn to the shreds, like you said. You don't want to do nothing. You want to just crawl up in the bed. You got to worry about your family, though. You got to worry about your well-being. You got to worry about everything else. While on the flip side of it, you got players calling you out. You got this going on and you got that going on, where it's like both sides and like the whole world attacking you for no damn apparent reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it even harder. Hard. So I commend him for even just showing up.
Yeah, I do too, Dan. I do too.
And to keep his head up for the most part.
Yeah, keep his. Yeah, you definitely keep your head up, man. It's, we know it's not an easy journey to, you know, to go through these things, and it's never easy to, you know. It feels like that you have to kind of multitask through these issues, and that shit's never easy because multitasking is not good for you anyway. But sometimes it seems like you have to do that. I do too. I hate multitasking. It's like this. I'm not gonna say it's the stupidest thing to do, but to me, it's not the smartest thing to do.
No,
it just, but a lot of people still do it.
Yeah, it just goes to show that when you do something like that, it don't help with your ability to concentrate. It don't help at all.
Absolutely,
that's where all your mistakes come from.
Yep, because your brain is juggling two things at once, and your brain is not super powered that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not made for that.
Keep your head up, dog.
That's right.
It's not easy. No. It's not easy. But,
the Cleveland Cavaliers, they are 14-1 in their past 15 games.
Interesting.
The Clippers finished their road trip to 6-1 after they beat the Hawks 129-144.
On the news behind. There was something I wanted to discuss with you, and I don't remember what it was.
Really?
Damn. Yeah.
Well, let's see.
I ain't finna kill myself.
I'll see if I can read your brain.
Yeah, you always good for that sometimes, too.
Let's see what we got here. Was it related to the NBA?
Oh.
And I did forget to mention, it's NFL-wise, well, sort of. Brett Favre has to pay back the money that he stole from welfare.
If that's exactly what that should be. What he stole, he needs to pay back. Play it simple.
Yeah. Yeah. But there still should be some more accountability, like arrest, putting handcuffs.
Oh, hands down, yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
You stole. So.
That's a crime.
Yeah.
It could have been a deal behind that, but who knows. Was it Le'Veon Bell?
He wanted to go to a career of boxing?
No, he is eyeing an NFL comeback.
Oh, no.
Was it Roman Reigns and The Rock?
Yes. That's exactly what it was. Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it was. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm the GOAT. Just say it. I'm the GOAT.
Darren. Never mind. Never mind. Look. So, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but now that face-off with The Rock and Roman Reigns, that shot up to 600,000 dislikes. And now the WWE fans are turning on The Rock because of it.
Understand what is the issue with this face-off. It's a face-off.
The problem was that The Rock took Cody Rhodes' spot in facing Roman Reigns. And I think Cody Rhodes, had won the Royal Rumble and had the shot at WrestleMania. But The Rock ended up taking his spot and facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. That's the big deal.
Roman Reigns the champion?
Yes, he's the champion. Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble, and automatically, Royal Rumble winners faces the champion at WrestleMania. The Rock had other plans, and he's facing Roman Reigns at the main event of WrestleMania. So it's like if The Rock won the Royal Rumble.
Let's say that he don't win. Let's say he don't
through The Rock?
Yeah. Let's say he don't win.
Well, my thing is this. That's a consideration, but my thing is this. As much as respect that you could put into The Rock's name, I still feel at the same time that he should have not went and took Cody Rhodes' spot like that. He worked hard to earn that spot and face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Is there a deeper reason than other people just talking about the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania? Is there a deeper reason more than that?
Brock Lesnar and CM Punk.
Okay, what do you two have to do with the WrestleMania matchup? Originally,
not
Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
Well, not exactly that. I think CM Punk was supposed to have been scripted to win the Royal Rumble, but when he got hurt, that automatically had to go with a backup plan. So apparently,
okay,
Cody
so,
Rhodes was the man.
Okay, so Cody Rhodes. Okay, so God, what is his name? CM Punk, was he at the Royal Rumble?
Yes.
Did
he got hurt the during the Rumble.
He got
hurt. No, he got hurt.
Also, he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
So Cody Rhodes came, and what's he running up behind?
That I'm not sure of, but they had said, hey, he's just going to win the Royal Rumble. That was the deal. And somehow, when those allegations with Vince came up and John Laurinaitis' name came up and Brock Lesnar's name came up, they pulled Brock Lesnar. And now that's two people done, gone at that point. So I don't know if it was felt that Cody Rhodes couldn't do it or if there was something else behind that. I'm not sure. But The Rock ended up saying, hey, I'm taking his spot and I'm going to face Roman Reigns.
Maybe
but
another
the deal,
opportunity.
But here's the, no, well, yeah, that too. But the other problem was that they had always talked about Rock and Reigns at WrestleMania.
Right.
But it wasn't supposed to be WrestleMania 40. It was supposed to have been, I think, 38 or 39.
Well,
but it never happened.
Could it be ratings at the end of the day?
I think it's money and ratings.
I think it's definitely money, but I think it's far more ratings as well, because when you think about somebody like Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, the plan already got shot to hell when CM Punk got injured.
Yeah.
Other plans got shot down to hell when Vince McMahon was accused of sexual assault along with Brock Lesnar and Johnny Laurinaitis. So considering that Cody Rhodes was just somebody that was written in as well, just like The Rock, it's to me, it almost not exactly balances out, but it's almost like what.
Well, I could see both sides of the whole ordeal because of the fact that Rock and Reigns was supposed to have faced each other at WrestleMania anyway. There should be uphill. I am too, but I can understand why it is like that, and I can understand why the fans are frustrated, because normally it's supposed to be, hey, Royal Rumble winner versus the champion at WrestleMania.
Right.
Main event at WrestleMania.
That's
how it's supposed
like
to.
That's
always
right.
been like that. Traditional
yes.
has always worked like that.
Always worked like
that. And all of a sudden, why now you decide to go ahead and take him off and it be Rock and Reigns at WrestleMania 40? Now,
well, technically,
I don't
Cody
know.
Rhodes didn't win.
Technically speaking, yeah,
he didn't
win.
But, so he pretty much got written in himself, just like The Rock got written in. So what are they upset about?
The way it happened. I'm thinking it's the way it happened.
The way it happened.
To me, yeah, to me, it's just like, well, like I said, I think it was kind of rude for him to just come in and just take Cody Rhodes' spot, and he won the Royal Rumble like that.
Well,
I kind of felt,
Cody Rhodes say no?
I don't even think he really had a say. I think they may have a bigger opportunity for Cody Rhodes. That's what I'm hoping.
I think so.
I'm hoping they have a bigger opportunity for him.
I'm 1,000% positive that they do.
Yeah.
Especially for giving it to Rock.
Yeah, and plus he wasn't happy about it. Well, with him being a board member, so I don't know how that'll work out in that sense.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
I really don't.
That is true.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I think about that.
But yeah, because it gets more and more bizarre at the at the end of the day. But I think they're also, you know what I also think? I think they're also doing this to kind of put that Vince McMahon allegations going, look over there. And then we got Rock issues.
Because I was jumping to say, like, I don't think anybody can be distracted by that. I think that's a big thing. Because I'm like, if y'all are bringing in The Rock to try to steer those allegations away from Vince and Johnny Laurinaitis and Brock Lesnar, that ain't happening. You forget that. Because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, that has got to be, I hadn't even read it all. That has got to be the craziest lawsuit I've ever read. I ain't saying I don't believe this woman, but I just cannot believe what I read.
You read it? You read the whole page? You
no,
read the whole
I
thing?
I wish I did. I couldn't.
Bro, you have got it. It's hard, but you got to read it.
Man,
you got to read it. It's hard.
Man, I got as far as... Good. I got as far as... I'm trying to think of how to put it. I got as far as him... and his feces before I stopped.
Yeah.
I couldn't read anymore. Uh-oh. And then to go and recuse himself, I couldn't.
Yeah. That was crazy. Okay. I gotta do this 2K stuff real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's only 3 games from last week. So January 31st was the Bucks and the Trailblazers. The Trailblazers actually won this one 116-119. They spoiled Damian Lillard's return to the Motor Center. But 2K wise, I lost 143-134. And then the two Nuggets of the Trailblazer games. The first game, the Nuggets won 120-108. And then the 2K, I won 130-126. And then the second game, the Nuggets won 112-103. And 2K, I lost 127-117.
At least you won one. Portland didn't win
anything. Yeah, at least Portland didn't win nothing. Mm-hmm. But I'm mad I didn't lose. I didn't win to Milwaukee, but they did. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, insane. But
yeah, it is.
Yeah, but that's all I have for this. Anything else you want to add real quick before we get out of here?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. So this is another one, Double Take Sports Talk. We appreciate everyone that sits down and listens to us or watches or whatever. We appreciate also the gaming community, even though we did share a message last week, but we still have to come on here and say, hey, we appreciate the gaming community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, y'all rocked it for us. Once again, last week, we appreciate y'all. Keep on going. Keep it on coming.
And the month of January, for sure.
And the month of January. It's been awesome. We appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe to that channel at DTST. I'm sorry, not DTST. At the Watch Brothers. And, of course, this one here at DTST 2414. And, of course, we got X at DTST 2414 and Instagram, The Watch Brothers. But until then, I'm Daryl. Dan's right across from me. All right. Thanks again, everyone. Catch up with us next time. Until then.
Ciao.
Ciao.